Introducing the wonderful, the beautiful, the effervescent, fluorescent vessel of truth, love, and gratitude, I give you Nicolette Rich.
Hello, guys. This is Nicolette back with another episode. And today's episode is an overall discussion about Black history. And so today I have my friend Paul with me. Hello, Paul.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. You want to tell the people a little bit about yourself and just who you are?
Thank you for having me. I'm a freelance journalist in KC, and I just am very curious about history, period. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be incredible to learn about Black history in the United States and all the different influences on culture that have made America what it is today, and maybe in the future as well. Mm. You know, and I think this is just a really important time to learn about these things, all the past and the present.
I love that.
Yeah.
So the topic that we're highlighting today is how African Americans have influenced our American society. So let's just jump right into it. And the first point that we wanted to highlight was foods. So as a lot of you guys know, African Americans, we came here through slavery, and during that time period, we got whatever was left over by the slave owners after parties, big events. And so from learning those things, you know, from taking the scraps and, you know, the leftovers, we've been able to create some of the best cuisines to date.
Yes.
So would you like to highlight a couple things that stand out to you?
So like, what I've started to learn is that a lot of different things in food and cuisine, like sauces, and certain staples of just foods, like meat is a big thing in the West, but meat was also a very readable thing, available thing,
readily available.
Yeah.
And to provide, versatility.
Yes. And it like meat was a big thing, and livestock. So a lot of slaves I've watched Chef's Table recently on Netflix, and they talked about how some of the whole hog barbecue was started by out of slavery. And but coming from this negative experience is this incredible staple of food that is healthy, but also in some ways too much meat isn't healthy, but some things like community are healthy. It brought people together. The barbecue, a lot of African Americans, I've only started to research it, but like a lot of people really started to gather, and these concepts of community really came from the people that were marginalized.
And I'm glad that you say that too, because that was like a time for them to be able to fellowship and just make the best. I mean, some of them were probably beaten some days or, you know, chastised. And it's like, at least we can come together, laugh about it, joke about it, dance together, and just still make the best of living, you know? So that's exactly why we wanted to highlight how, you know, it's influenced our society, but like just the overall culture.
Right.
You know? But yeah, did you have any other things that you wanted to add for the point regarding just like foods that have been influenced?
So sauces. Okay. A lot of, if we see barbecue, a lot of the different varieties like mustard, mustard, tomato, man, there's just so much.
Yeah, there is. And like the vinegar based ones versus a molasses base.
Right. There was more of an African influence because a lot of these spices were from Africa. And they were brought here. But it just became this incredible staple. Like barbecue, that's really American.
In Kansas City. America.
Yeah, in Kansas City, that's what we know a lot about.
People literally come here.
The Great Migration. A lot of them came from the South. When they're brought here after being brought from Africa, they were in the South, but then they moved north and they brought like to Kansas, places like Kansas City, Chicago, Harlem, all these, New York City, all these different. Well, in a lot of, like Ohio, you know, Pennsylvania, they brought all these different influences, and they planted them here. It's incredible. It's like this unique thing about community it's you're seeing it, you know. And a lot of that is based on when I drum, like I'm learning that a lot of things are based on communication.
So wait, what kind of drumming are you doing?
West African.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long have you been, like what got you into it? I want you to just talk a little bit about it, because I think that it's interesting, and I think it's cool that it's not just you playing an instrument, but it's right. also being able to learn about the culture.
Yeah.
So
like, a lot of different things that we do, mm-hmm. it's communication with other drummers, mm-hmm. and it's really, it'll take a while to go into, we don't have to necessarily go into it, maybe another time, but
okay.
it's just incredible. This different, it's a different mindset about more about into individuality. It's more about community, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a positive thing about this, mm-hmm. you know. And it's when you learn more about it from a different perspective, because I'm not, you know, I'm not black, mm-hmm. you know, obviously. And it's just it's different, and we've been so marginalized for so long. I feel like, I mean. There is this thing about that still.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just about the incredible impact that people have on America, or, like, just society.
Yeah.
And it's even through the most, like, really hard times that it's just, it's so remarkable, you know. And yeah. it's just, it's empowering, like, the foods.
Yeah.
And the different things. And you know, it's like a fundamental, truly fundamental thing about life that yeah. I'm learning about this different culture.
But I mean, don't you feel like you've been, or I guess maybe that's an assumptive question. My question is, do you feel like you have been blocked from this culture, so to speak?
I do. Some ways, yeah.
How?
So like when you grow up, you know, very affluent family, mm-hmm. lots of higher education, access to higher education. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, I've known black people for a long time, but like probably since kindergarten or pre-K, but
that's not your life.
I have. We've made progress.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but there's something that I haven't seen, you know, enough of, or like wasn't taught, I feel like, about, you know, the incredible impact that they've had on this, on American culture,
yeah.
and like, you know, it's amazing to learn about it now, more and more. But I feel like there was a barrier, yes. Like at some point, there was this like break from that, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe college or high school.
Yeah.
But it's amazing.
Yeah. Interesting. I want to kind of yeah. figure out more of that, but let's get to the next highlight, which is music and just really overall entertainment. So, I mean, it's been since the beginning of time. Again, like I already talked about like just how music and dancing was incorporated into the gatherings that a lot of the slaves would have. But what are some other highlights in regards to just African-American influence on entertainment as a whole in our society?
It's a lot, like music.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really easy one.
Yeah.
Like R&B.
Yeah.
So much.
Jazz, for sure.
And a lot of things, it's all history based on just history.
Yeah.
What happened. But then, like, it's really grown. It's growing into this incredible movement.
Mm-hmm. And it's how we communicate.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. How we can send messages.
It's just humans helping each other, I think,
mm-hmm.
in a sense. I don't know. I mean, you know, when you just, some places you're home, but you want to make it better.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny, too, because that ties into, like, how when slaves would want to communicate with each other across the field, they would sing and, you know, have hymns to be able to distract the,
yes.
you know,
yes, that's
leaders
true.
Or whoever
they didn't
were
know.
On duty.
They didn't know. Yeah.
But that was their
exactly.
way of communicating. So, to your point, it's absolutely
music has
a
grown
way.
From that, I think.
Yes.
In this country.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, there is, you know, the not so grand music, too.
Yeah. But even, you know, everybody has, you know.
But it, yeah. yeah. The messages, however it's supposed to be, like, if there's a message that's supposed to be sent through these songs or whatever,
right,
it does happen. It gets to the people it's supposed to. Absolutely. But yeah, what else? I mean, because then you got to look at, we were talking about acting earlier, Hollywood, which Hollywood, I would say, is more of a of an industry that was geared towards white people.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, we stumbled our way in there, but we it took a while to really get access to Hollywood.
Portrayals in Hollywood.
Good point. Yeah.
I have one example. Okay. So about a fourth, at least a fourth of cowboys were either Mexican or African-American, mm-hmm. black in the West. They don't portray that as much in like movies. Yeah,
they do. They skip out on a lot of people in some of those older movies.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of, you know, people of different ethnicities. What else in terms of it? Now, another thing about entertainment that I've definitely had my personal issues with is like sports and I mean, really, this dates back to like gladiator days.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But.
Like, you mean ancient Greece?
Yes. Yes. Ancient Greece. Ancient Rome. Yeah, yes. Yeah. And, but yeah, so like now, it still has. There's this is still a reflection of that, though, in terms of, you know, some of these ball players or whoever can get really damaged, like really hurt and get thrown away like they ain't shit. You might have walked away with a check.
Yeah.
But now your livelihood, which you thought was like your calling.
I know what you mean.
Is over with. Yeah, and so it's like a lot of black men specifically, not to say there, you know, it has been women too, but black men have just been objectified and used for entertainment.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good point.
And so that's been something that has allowed for our industry to grow and our economy to grow.
It makes more privileged people more. The rich get richer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's an expansion. But it is a direct influence from African American people. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I have for that. Any other things that you want
to. We can go into a lot more, but there's just so much we could talk about.
I know. We're not trying to, like, talk about everything.
That
tonight.
Could be another day, you know?
Yeah.
There's always. Yeah.
Yeah, but we definitely want to make sure we're highlighting some interesting things and just, you know, being a white male, I appreciate you, you know, wanting to put forth the effort and energy to have this conversation and to, you know, learn the things that you do feel like you've, you know, in ways you've been blocked from, and then maybe just to an extent because of privilege, it didn't occur to you that it was important.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the facts. That's the reality. So it's very important to be able, in my mind, to be able to humble yourself and go backwards to do this work. And so I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, meditation has really taught me a lot.
Yeah.
That's another thing I'm working.
We've been talking about meditation a lot too. And binaural beads. And so Paul has been able to ground himself better and just have more of a peace of mind, right? Wouldn't you say?
For sure.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, moving to the next point, we have mathematics and physics. That was something that you wanted to highlight more in terms of how some African Americans have helped progress our world in ways.
Yeah.
So, who did you want to highlight?
So, like, I mean, more recently, you could say Neil deGrasse Tyson, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's a lot of people, like, go back to NASA, mm-hmm. Apollo missions. Those ladies broke down many barriers, like
crazy.
I'm just learning more about it, but
yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
I ain't trying to put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But no, this is but this is also just good for people to reference. Like, you know, you hear a name, you hear something, you can go and research it yourself or watch the movie yourself. But again, we're just in this sacred place and space, and just showing our appreciation overall.
And the thing is, a lot of mathematics and physics were influenced during that time period,
mm-hmm.
when they were able to allow them to see classified information and, you know, intelligence reports. It was amazing. I'm learning so much about it, but.
And then we were talking about George Washington Carver as well.
Yes. George Washington Carver, mm-hmm. one of the best scientists in our country's history.
Yeah.
And definitely has pushed forward things like solutions for climate change. You know, composting, the concept of soil management. There's so much to learn about that.
And see, I think that's a
really important thing to say.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Yes. I feel like, you know, as our system is evolving, as we are learning to break down, in my mind, in my world, just as the system is being destroyed, as the empire is falling before our eyes, it's going to be important for us to learn how to take care of our earth again on a, you know, more community level versus a government to community level.
Exactly.
We have to take care of each other. And so people like that have allowed us access to the research that's needed to be able to do that. But I think it's fundamental because at some point, depending on what is going to happen with our government, that is what we're going to have to result to. We're going to have to. So, yeah, anyway, I just went on that spiel. I just wanted to, for some reason, I wanted to say that out loud. So to anybody, thank you. So, yeah. So then another point that we wanted to highlight is fashion, because, of course, we can't get away from that. That ties into entertainment as well.
Man, there's so much modeling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If that counts. Well.
Yeah.
Human body. I don't know.
Yeah. Fashion.
Performance.
Performance. Yes. That ties directly into performance. Yeah. You're right.
Tyra Banks comes to mind.
Yeah. I love Tyra Banks.
Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy to see. Did you ever watch that show, America's Next Top Model?
You know, I did a little bit growing up.
You know,
my sisters were into that.
Seeing that show today, it's like, damn, that shit was rough.
Yes.
Like, it was rough.
Yeah.
Just on an emotional level, like, how could you...
I feel like that's almost an expression. I haven't experienced that personally, but...
What?
It almost seems like, as an outsider, that's an expression of human. Just being human.
But, like that whole experience?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and I guess it was just more dramified.
Yeah, right. Well, reality TV.
Yeah, true.
But it's important still.
Yeah.
And that's a thing.
Yeah. But yeah, Tyra Banks was a good one. Naomi Campbell... She's a...
Ooh, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Yeah, I know, right? She kind of feels to... She kind of just comes in and out, weaves in and out of the fame, but still a very, you know, especially being a darker-skinned woman, it was important for her to kind of help lead the way for other models today.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm. What else about fashion? Well, I guess another thing that I think is interesting is just how, you know, fashion is always evolving, like fads, like trends. Yeah. And like now, I've seen more white women with braids than I've ever seen before.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's not because the unfortunate part about it is not the fact that somebody, you know, that another culture is participating in this thing. It's just the fact that for so long it was frowned upon. You know, black women were not able to get certain jobs because of hairstyles that were not straight hair, really.
Right.
So it's just interesting seeing some of these shifts and how everything is being glorified now. And it's like a big part of me wants to be mad or petty about it, but it's just like, a big part of me also understands that this is how it works when things are shifting and when things are evolving. And I think it's important too for anybody that's listening, you know, specifically my black people, that we learn to have patience and really just like take the ego out of it, because we're all here to learn. We're all here to experience life.
work together.
That's one of the most important aspects of what we're here to do. Is it really wouldn't be a reason for it to be billions of us on this fucking planet if we not supposed to interconnect and intertwine in different ways.
This is all we got, right?
That's all we got.
Yeah.
If everything is wiped from our hands, we still got each other. We still got brains. We can still repair and replenish every fucking thing that we've had. But we won't be able to accomplish that on our own. Not at all.
No, totally agree.
Yeah. And that actually ties into our fifth point, which is activism.
Yes.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, we were talking about the civil rights earlier, but that's definitely a widespread thing that we don't want to delve into this evening. Yeah. But yeah, there's definitely been a lot of Black leaders that have had, you know, roles as librarians, educators, writers, in all of their lives. They made it a point to help wake other Black people up. You know, I mean, they were, some of them definitely had other, you know, audiences or a wider spread audience, but they were really targeting Black people to help them.
That's the most amazing thing.
Wake up.
Yep. There's a lot of influence in that, like Frederick Douglass.
Mm-hmm.
He later became in higher education. He was teaching.
Yeah.
And if, I don't know, his memoirs are amazing. He's a great writer.
Mm-hmm. I haven't read a book from him since like high school, actually.
Yeah. There's some great, and that's our country's history.
Mm-hmm.
We have some really good poetry. Writing. Mm-hmm.
Langston Hughes is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a great example.
Mm-hmm. Zora Neale Hurston. Have you heard of her?
Tremendous. Yes, mm-hmm. I have. Maya Angelou.
Mm-hmm.
I read some books, I think, both in high school and college.
Okay.
There's some books.
Maya Angelou.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good ones. Toni Morris.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure
it's Morrison.
Yeah.
I haven't read a book from her in a while either.
Yeah, there's some good ones.
A lot of...
But that's our country. That's the history we have.
Yes.
And the thing is, the more I learn about, at least in American culture, we have a complicated history.
Mm-hmm.
Very complicated. But...
It is.
It's also... There's some good aspects, though.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some emerging aspects that are a positive, too. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by it's complicated? If you can make it... If you could just say one line.
Because
I know that that's probably not... Sure answer, but
there's no it's, you're good, it's it's there's a lot it a lot of things that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
The founding of this country, some good aspects, some negative things, like slavery obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Being one, and the moral, so America, and I think it's still going through this, is going through a moral kind of awakening.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Yes.
And with the things that have happened the past 4 years, and plus the pandemic, I think people are starting to wake up and realize, man, we gotta work together, you know? And there's aspects, you know, it's not gonna be easy.
Yeah.
But I just feel like there are some examples. Like the protests, also just... the awakening, the recognition of history.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important, I think, as maybe spiritually, there's this healing aspect, maybe.
Yeah.
To, you know, realizing our history, but also, you know, acknowledging that these seeds are now growing.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that you said that, because I strongly believe that, and I feel that we have to have the knowledge, and when you learn and realize the knowledge, then you can accept or also just expand your knowledge around how you feel spiritually.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't matter what religion you choose. It really doesn't. Having a good understanding of how you're connected to the universe is something that your spirituality is supposed to lead you to.
Yeah.
That's what I believe.
It's true.
And so... it being complicated, I keep going back to that, because it's like, it's complicated because it's not just slavery. It was a group of people that have been oppressed to date.
Yes. Yeah.
To date.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's fucked. It's so fun. It's interesting too.
We gotta fix this.
Yeah.
Because I think if we don't, it will destroy everybody.
Exactly.
And that's where the teamwork comes into play.
That's where the teamwork comes into play. And we can end this earth. We can. At this point, we have the capacity to do it because we've been destroying it. So we're really close.
In so many ways.
In so many ways.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're really close. But I do feel that we as the people, because energy is a thing, and
we have the power,
filled with all this beautiful energy. We have the power to rise above it. But the system we're not equal if we live under a system that deems that to be true.
It's true.
And I have another question to you, and I'm so sorry in advance. Actually, I'm not going to apologize. I'm going to just take that out. But anyway, this is going to be a tough question, but I do think that this is an important question. And so one thing that I have heard, and a thing that's been very consistent with conversations, specifically when I'm having conversations with Black people, they don't trust white people. They just don't.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but there's a good portion of them. And it's not just because of the history. Well, I mean, obviously history is a huge part of it, but it's not just because of that, but it's also because of the repetitiveness. And so, you know, a lot of them just don't understand why we should trust white people. And it's really just that. Like, it's just that solid.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you, as a white male, because the white man, you know, as this figure, is the problem.
Right.
So how can you, you don't have to convince me, but how would you convince somebody that is Black that you are a person that is here to help? Like, how can you, and I don't know, because I'm not you. I have no idea.
No, I know what you mean.
So how can you convince a person that you are here to help and you know, you have good intentions, pure intent. Like, how do you expect to be able to do that?
I think that's really the question. I think the biggest thing is just by doing.
Mm.
Really learning about culture. And just playing drums, it's amazing. Just learning that, you know, this is such a different thing in so many ways, musically, but also culturally. But
something that you've never been taught before.
Never been taught before, and it's so uplifting. And it's also, I have a curious mind. I just love learning, and it's like soaking up something with a sponge. You just love it.
Mm-hmm. I do.
It's just this incredible. I just like history.
Yeah.
And I feel like right now, this is one thing I want to learn about. It could change though.
Yeah.
And it will. But right now, it's just, I just love this kind of positive energy, that I'm getting from this awakening. If that makes sense. And these movements have been so empowering. And it honestly, it just shows that people want change. They really do.
Yeah.
And there is change happening too. I really think that.
Yeah. So let me ask, when do you feel like you began to understand that there were these racial injustices happening under your nose? Like, when did you really begin to be aware of it?
Yeah.
When you started doing shit, just when you became aware.
Like, maybe middle school, mostly.
Mm,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what was that event?
Well, just, like, learning history class. But maybe even before, but really, we watched this movie called Glory.
Mm.
Matthew Broderick's in it. Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that one.
There's some... One of the guys... Okay, have you heard of Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys... probably his first acting job, I think Chief, I can't remember his name exactly, but he was in Glory, and it was about this all-colored regiment, the 54th Massachusetts Colored Regiment in the Union Army, and they were freedmen, but they were in a segregated part of the regiment.
Yeah. Right.
But they were such an important piece in turning the Civil War around. Mm. When Lincoln started to enroll colored men, it changed. Mm. My teacher said that. I'm just, you know, I don't know. I'm like I said, I'm learning so much.
Yeah. Your teacher said colored men.
Yeah. Like he said, well, he just said that the war started to change when we had other help, you know, in this fight. I don't think though, and like this is totally, you know, we can go into this all day, but the Civil War was a turning point in the moral, in changing the moral aspect of the U.S. history, you know.
Yeah.
But, or at least to that point, but we still have ways to go, but I mean, I'm really hopeful, actually.
Yeah. Know? But I was just, like, really... I was just curious
miss,
of what...
Did I miss that?
No.
Okay, okay. Because, nah, like... I'm just... yeah.
That's so funny.
Sometimes I go off. I just...
Me too.
It's so fun.
That's why I like to have...
That's why I'm on this podcast.
Perfect. But no, I was just curious about what even it was in your brain. You know, what memory... that stood out, and that is an interesting one. Like your teacher saying that, regardless of how he said it, if Black people didn't help, then it would have been a completely different
outcome. Another
thing
I wanted to touch on is just the history. So one of the my teacher, Bert Fleming, he actually teaches West African drumming off of Troost.
Okay.
And even during the pandemic, we've been going, but we've been socially distanced. There's not much. Many of us, we've been wearing masks, but we're still having class. And he said, after the class one night, we were talking about different aspects of American culture.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we're talking about the Carolinas, because I was watching this Chef's Table about Rodney Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a... He's a pit master in South Carolina.
Okay.
And he... this whole Chef's Table is about his business. He's very successful.
Mm-hmm.
He has many chains in like Charleston and Hemingway, South Carolina. And it's amazing. His whole story is amazing. But a lot of the influences of like American cuisine, barbecue sauces in particular, the ingredients, all of that can be traced back. They were talking about this on the Chef's Table to South Carolina or the Carolinas.
Mm-hmm.
Because my teacher after that class was saying how rich that part of the country is, because it's very old. And it's just amazing learning about the stories, you know, and that food's actually pretty, it's an important, you know, thing, a staple.
Yes.
In
society. And the way of life, yeah.
And just also the community aspects, it brings a lot of people together. The concept of the barbecue.
It does.
You know. It started during the time of enslavement. It's such an incredible aspect because it could be the key to the future. Understanding that, hey, we're all in this together. You know?
I love that.
We can learn that. We can learn from others, you know, these lessons. Mm-hmm. Even in the worst of times, you know. And it's just, it's empowering. I like it.
It is.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's pretty deep. I went really deep there.
I love the deep thoughts, though.
Yes, thank
because
you.
They always end up, you know, circling back around and allowing you to understand the big picture of the thought process.
Right.
You know? It's cool. Well, Paul, I am so grateful again for you joining me. Yeah, it's just a Friday night, y'all. We chilling.
Yeah. It's
in the city.
Really relaxing.
Yeah.
Temperatures are warming up. It's...
Yeah.
It's just good to, you know, talk.
Yeah.
And, exchange energy and just connect with another human.
So yeah, that's another thing I want to send you guys off with. I guess we're sending you guys off with is remembering to connect with your fellow human peeps.
Yeah, you could say that. Just fellow humans.
Your fellow humans.
Yeah. Earthlings.
Yeah.
Earthlings. That's more general. But,
yeah.
You know.
But yeah, seriously. The people that you love and care about, right. On a serious note, making sure that you are connecting with those people. So, yeah.
Thank you
guys.
So much. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
I'll be on here. I want to as much as I can.
You know? Awesome. Yeah. And you're welcome, Paul. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. As always, I'm spreading unconditional love wherever you are.